This is in chapter 19 in the book of Acts, and we'll start in verse 17. And I kind of titled this, I had to put a title on this, A Dream Come True. A Dream Come True. I think one of the greatest results of the desire of our hearts is to see the Word of God live and take charge in our life.
Amen.
And this is a crescendo of the Word of God living and prevailing like never before. So let's take a look at it in Acts 19:17. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks, also dwelling in Ephesus, and fear or reverence fell on all them. And the name of the Lord Jesus was what?
Magnified.
Now, this is referring to an event that happened in the previous verses where Paul was involved with these vagabond Jews, exorcists, and dealing with evil spirits, and this Sceva, a Jew, a chief of the priest. And the chief of the priest, everybody would know, right, in Ephesus. And so this crazy event occurred where the evil spirit leaped on them and they ran out of the house, what?
Naked.
Naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks. So the Greeks are the Gentile. Everybody knew this event that happened to this chief priest and these folks that were involved in it. And what was magnified? The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And many that believed, verse 18, came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts being Ouija boards, Torah cards, all this mystical type things, brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. Now, how much was it? Anybody have any notes?
I have a
note
in my Bible saying $6,400,000.
$6 million?
That's a lot of money. I don't care.
Woo! Unbelievable. Yeah, I don't have a note on that. I know it was
correct or not, but that's a lot of money.
It was a lot of money, regardless. Wow. But what would it take today for people to wake up, get rid of all the crap that's held them back, that's produced nothing but fear in their life, and burn it, get rid of it, and say, God's word prevails. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ is magnified. Well, what happened after this event where they burned up all these crappy books? So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. That to me is a dream of dreams come true. To see the word of God living and working and prevailing in the life of believers. And wow. It did in Ephesus at this point in history. And it would have been neat to be there at that book burning, you know, and to see how the Word of God prevailed. It grew and prevailed. Pretty neat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And we can still see that in many different levels, maybe not on the level of millions of dollars, but we can have the word of God prevail in our life. We magnify the name of the Lord Jesus. We put off the old stuff and we put on the word and have the word prevail in our life. We literally believe God's word over the word of man. And we'll see the great signs and wonders and miracles. You know, we've read these different records where they were in jail And they all of a sudden the chains drop off and you're free out of jail. They're singing and they're delivered. And the jailer gets born again. All these great things. Because people believe God's word and God's word prevails. There's another section I'll close with. And this was already shared. I'll maybe share a little bit more, but Acts 26:16.
Let me ask that.
Paul was on the carpet before the king. 26, and we'll go to verse 17. But Paul was on the carpet before the king, and he's sharing about his background, what happened to him, how the Lord Jesus Christ came down to him and set him on the path that he obviously continued throughout the rest of his life. But when we read this, it's a charge that Jesus Christ gave Paul. Excuse me. And for me, this is a charge that I think we all can grasp onto and adhere in our lives. Because we all have the ministry of reconciliation. We've been given the word of reconciliation. So verse 17, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles to whom now I send thee to open their eyes. Open their eyes. We have the privilege to help people open their eyes to the truth of God's word. From darkness to light. They're in darkness. People are blind. They're in darkness until they come to the light of God's word. God is light, and in him is no darkness. And from the power of Satan unto God. And obviously, the power of God. That they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified, set apart special by faith, by believing that is in me. And then he goes on saying, and this is something we want to say too, in light of having the charge of holding forth the words of life. He says, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. And may we not be disobedient to the heavenly vision that we have to hold forth the words of life. Amen.
Amen.